All right. Hey, everybody. Shane here with DailyAstroCat.com. Welcome to Monday. And this is Monday, the 25th of March. And the moon's going to be in Libra all day long. At 3 o'clock in the morning, the moon is full. And we are going to experience a lunar eclipse. It's not a full eclipse of the moon, but it's a penumbral eclipse. That is the broader shadow of the Earth falling upon the moon, because it's happening about 10 degrees away from the node. So that way the full shadow is not hitting it directly, like to my hand on my face. Oh no, I'm eclipsed. No, that would be a shadow. Okay, that's the solar eclipse when the moon's gonna pass in front of it. Right now the Earth is in front of the sun and is blocking the light of the moon and is not reflecting back to us. The eclipse solidifies what we decided to give up on, okay? That's exactly what it's gonna decide to do. As the moon enters the shadow of the Earth, like we just talked about, what we gave up on begins to fade. Speak your intention before you go to bed on Sunday night, and then wake up and begin to live that intention, okay? Our keyword for today is going to be restored, okay? Now, let's go look into the day a little bit longer, a little bit differently, okay? And I gotta fix that because that's shaking like crazy. All right, I have it on the laptop, and the laptop is perched precariously on a book or something like that, the Chromebook, actually. All right, so we've got the 25th, and we've got the full moon in Libra today. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you have a hard time deciding what to wear? All right. Listen, for me, some, this is a big decision. For me, I wear the same thing every day, practically. All right. The full moon and eclipse, like we said, 3 a.m, and there's been a lot of threes lately, okay? 3 a.m, 3:33 for that moon entering Leo last week, right? Threes galore. Now, this is what we're talking about. The eclipse is here to help us review and reset our baseline intentions, experiences, and help us acknowledge our growth since the last eclipse in Aries. That's last fall, right? That was the lunar eclipse. Now this comes round, and this is where we're at. So let's talk about this. Much has happened since then, since last October, right? Now, it's time to figure it out, right? We're going to reprise that a little bit, okay? Now, this is just a reminder. Look, eclipses can occur within 12 degrees of the node. This one's within 10, okay? In my chart, the North Node, my natal chart, was in Pisces, yet the new moon in Aries was a solar eclipse. Not a full solar eclipse, not a total solar eclipse, but a solar eclipse nonetheless. And that occurred probably about 7 hours before I was actually arrived. So, you know, you probably figure I made my mind up, right? Hey, eclipse knocking. Okay, let's go. All right. So anyway, this eclipse is just here. Look, just to let you know, in my mother's own words, I decided to be born on that day, okay? Now, look, our South Node is part of this whole karmic deal with what we deal with. Evolutionary astrologers believe that the North Node and South Node are very much karma related, and the karma that they, you know, it's lifetimes, it's past lifetimes, and it's future lifetimes, and what we're doing with our life in this instance and everything. I do believe it has some kind of a karmic feel to it. I do believe that it can help us decide what direction we want to move in, and it helps us move. Now, remember, those nodes move in 19-year cycles. So the last time we were at this point was about 19 years ago, right? So you'd figure, oh, you know, where were you at? Let's do the math, right? 2003, that's a pretty good time, right? 2003, is that 19? Maybe. Who knows? Maybe a little bit different, right? So 24, 19, yeah. 23, is that 2013? Yeah, I think we went too far. 2013 was a time of big change for us, for Carrie and I. So, you know, hey, 2003 was also a big change for me. Funny, right? It almost goes along that cycle, right? 13, 3, that'd be 10 year. All right, so look, The next stage, you know, we're going to be building up for is the, of course, the real eclipse. This lunar eclipse is more about what we're going to be giving up, how we're going to try to move forward, all of that stuff. Now, I'm going to give you a chart on this for now, and we're going to switch over to it because I've probably been looking down at my keyboard for way too long, or looking up at myself talking, which is also way too long. But let's share this screen here and see what we can get. Okay, there is desktop one. Okay, so what you see down here is you see this is the chart for the day of the 25th. And you can see the moon up here in Libra, sitting right there at 5 degrees in Libra. And we can see the sun at 5 degrees in good old Aries. My natal sun sign, right? Okay, so let's do this. Let's switch over here a little bit because there's some things on here I definitely want to talk to you about. Once we're in this position right here, you can see all these planets grouped down here. If you were to look at this chart, at 3 a.m, the sun is going to be past the midnight point, okay? So it's the other side of the world. So all these charts, basically you imagine the globe going around. I'm going to release a video on this so that when you're looking at this, I'm not going to have to describe it to you every time, but you're going to see a very tight cluster of planets. You know, we've got Uranus and Jupiter both in Taurus. And then we have the node, Chiron, Mercury, and the sun all in Aries. And then we have Neptune, Venus, Saturn, and Mars in Pisces. Now, bringing up the rear, just barely in Aquarius, is Pluto. And Pluto's at 1 degree 45 minutes of Aquarius. Pretty good, right? Now, so this is Pluto over here. Okay, so if you were to look, you can see that what we have is we have this whole tight cluster down here. And we have all that energy opposing the moon. Now, the moon is in Libra. And Libra is that place of, it's about contracts. It's about marriages. It's about the house of enemies. Why is it enemies? Because when you break a contract, that's what you get. You get an enemy out of it, right? So, think about it. We've got unseen enemies, unknown enemies, enemies we don't know yet. What did we break? What have we broken to get here? We gave up something. Did we break a promise to somebody? Probably not. We have to change and evolve in order to move forward. Okay? With Venus together, with Saturn in Pisces, this one little thing down here, this area, right about, look it's Venus at 16 degrees and Saturn is at 12 degrees. So it's 4 degrees of separation there. Still conjunct. It's a wide conjunction. That was one type of a portal, okay? That was one type of portal that was there to expand our minds and expand our spirituality and help us broaden our experience and actually to cut back on those desires that Venus had when Venus was in Scorpio, when she really wanted things badly. But we couldn't deliver, could we? No, we couldn't. And we couldn't deliver because of the time of the year that we were in and what else we were going through. There was a Saturn there that was telling us that we could do things, but the things that we were doing were tied into, number one, our health, and number two, our perception of what was material and what was good and what wasn't. There were some changes that came about from that that were very, very good. However, it didn't change the way that we wanted it to. Now, with Haumea still sitting right at the first degrees of Scorpio, which I can't do anything on this one here, but the dwarf planet Haumea is out beyond, it's a trans-Neptunian object, and she is a creation goddess, and she is the new lands, the volcanic, gave birth to the Hawaiian Islands, the food, the people, the everything, right? Now, it is square with Pluto. Now, this isn't necessarily a bad square because Pluto is the ending of things and then the regeneration of things. So what are we ending and what are we regenerating and what else can we possibly be doing with this kind of energy, that dark, dark creative, yearning, the wanting to be thorough, wanting to get things done energy of Scorpio. And that new agey, kind of vibey, kind of like restorative feel of Aquarius, wanting to do things for the good of everybody, not just some, everyone, right? What could this possibly mean? Think about it. I'm not going to tell you. I just want you to think about that. Just like, how is the moon being opposite all of these, the signs and the different planets in Aries? How is this going to be impacting us? That North Node is right there, okay? That contract that we gave up, that partnership, the balancing the out of things and everything goes off balance. Because the moon is not reflecting light. The earth blocks the light. The earthly is blocking that light. What we need to do is to manifest it here, okay? Anything that's out there, we just blocked it. Now we've got to restore it, right? It's an energetic pause, okay? Now let's think about that. Now let's stop sharing, because what I want to do is I want to come back and I want to speak to you directly. So we're going to stop the share. And now we're going to talk about the energetic pause of this reflected light. We're going to consider what we gained as well as what we've lost or given up. And your mission is to begin by acknowledging these things, okay? Eventually, we will need to accept our own changes. This is how we can become restored, which is our key word of the day, and aligned with the coming solar eclipse. Look, this affects us pretty deeply. Personal relationships, they're going to feel strained today. It's just part of the nature of the beast, right? We've got that light that just got obscured in Libra. So those Libra things, oh, they get muddy, right? Legal things, oh yeah, muddy. Everything gets muddy. Big deadline for somebody, okay? Now, we don't understand why we had to change up our situation. But you know what? We did it. We felt called to do it, and we did it, okay? If we did it in true Aries fashion, we would have done so without regard for consequences, but with purpose and conviction. It's a hard thing to do, right? Now look, it sure won't seem like that we're right, okay? Today, you're going to have a lot of like second guessing and a lot of like, oh man, did I do the right thing or did I not do the right thing? What you can be sure of, though, is that it is going to take us a while to adjust, okay? All right, so that is the eclipse day for you. It's pretty much all I really wanted to say about that. We know eclipses are big deals. Everybody's talking about them. Lunar eclipses are more what's up here. The solar eclipses are more what's in here, what we're committed to do, what we want to do, what we're going to be pushing towards. And this pretty much sums up it sets us up for the next cycle. Now, back in the Daily Astrocat days, we used to imagine the moon's dragons, one white dragon, one black dragon, would come. And the lunar eclipse was the black dragon, and she would go one direction. And the solar eclipse was the white dragon, and she would go in the other direction. Or maybe vice versa. Doesn't really matter, does it? Now, what we do have is that they would take that entire cycle coming around. So the 6 months till the next cycle, that's where we're headed towards. And that's where our goals should be set for. And those guidepost goals and everything like that. Because by the time we get there again, we're going to reset intentions. We are going to reset what the baseline experience is. And then we'll move on into even better direction. Now, hopefully it's augmented rather than totally different, but we don't know that, do we? Okay. So in 1954, RCA manufactures the first color TV set. Things you've never wondered about, right? I wonder about that sometimes. It featured a 12.5-inch screen, woo, and it will cost over $1,000. And our birth is in 1881, Béla Bartók, the Hungarian pianist, composer, you know, Blackbeard's Castle and Concerto for Orchestra. He's an ethnomusicologist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he collected folk songs. He was born in, oh, goodness gracious, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that. Nagy. Nagy Zentmikos. Okay, Mikios. Okay, in the Kingdom of Hungary, in Austria-Hungary. And that's what we got for you. Our color is yellowed gauze, and our keyword is restored. Today's a four. Be careful. Be judicious. Oh, that's a good Libra moon, isn't it? Be extra judicious about the things that you do. So four, happy astrocatting.